Good afternoon. While we're waiting on the other board member to come, I'm going to do a commutation hearing for Ms. Robin J. Farr. That's F-A-H-R. No one is here and there are no supporters signed in for her. The ADC number is 133059. And I would just want to put on the record that we do take note that she had provided some information stating that her sister and her father wanted to participate. Both need to be talked to by phone as due to health problems, cannot drive anymore. However, she did not provide a phone number for them, and we do not have one as of this moment, but we did want to put on record that she did have these two supporters. I would also like to just point out the fact that based on information that we received from the Department of Correction, I do take note that she is currently serving one term for fraudulent schemes artifacts. She received a 10.5 year sentence. She's requesting a reduction of 4 years. Her ERC date is listed as July 3rd, 2022, and her ERC date is listed as January 27, 2019. Based upon the information that's been presented to the board, I would like to just point out the fact that she has a serious SMI problem, and she associates that with the offense that was committed. She indicates that beginning back in the late 1900s, 1989, when she had a situation when her four-year-old son was hit by a drunk driver. Then her sister died with a severe cold, and she had two boys, as is listed here, in the Army overseas. And as a result of that, she has suffered with a great SMI situation since then. The offense itself shows that she and one of her sons were cashing checks from both Bashes and Food City. She indicates that she only received about $100 of the resources that were provided. However, I would point out the fact that based upon the presumptive report itself, sentence report itself, that was over $30,000 worth of checks that were cash. She felt that the sentence was excessive because she felt that she should have received a probation, and that she that there was some misinformation regarding to her brother and her parents, which I do not feel that's applicable for this hearing. She had a history of drugs, and that this was not mentioned in the pre-sentence report. And at age 56 at the time that she filed this report, and that's her current age, that her future interest includes volunteering for the Red Cross and to help the homeless. I would point out the fact that in 2016 that she did have a couple of disciplines, one disobeying a verbal, which was informally resolved. She also had a misuse of medicine, which was a minor. She also had false reporting in 15, which was a minor, and as well as theft possession in 2015, which was also a minor. She did come before the Board of Executive Clemency back in 2004, and she was not passed to phase two at that time. As I indicated, I didn't give the date, but on March 27, 2014, the loss prevention officer at Food City and Bashes discovered the fact that defendant and her son were cashing checks, and they had cashed, they had gone to as many as 17 or 18 different stores in the state of Arizona. And the total amount that they had cashed was over $30,000. They are seeking restitution of $2,882. This did go before the Court of Appeals, and the decision of the court was confirmed. she plead guilty and agreement to a minimum term of not less than 10.5 years, and as indicated, she received that 10.5 years. Therefore, having stated that, I do not feel that the sentence was excessive, but I am prepared to listen to other board members who might feel otherwise regarding this particular sentence. This is count number one was 10.5 years, count number two would have been 4.5 years, and the next count would have been 4.5 years as well. But at this time, I'm prepared to listen to other board members who might want to state something to the contrary or to be supportive of my assumption. Yes, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with you considering the pretty substantial criminal history with similar offenses. So I would support your position.
Thank you so very much. Any further discussion? Hearing no further discussion at this time, then I'm going to move not to pass. Ms. Farr, that is Robin J. Farr, that's F-A-H-R, DOC number 133059, and my motion is not to pass her to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion second and agree, and she will not be passed to phase two, and this will end her hearing at this time. Thank you so very much.